Still many companies delivered by TriStar. Moving 102.5, 106.3. The game streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live. Thanks to Superbook Sports. Live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studios. Chase in for Ian once again today. Hello, Chase.
What's going on?
Great. So, we have got a bunch of stuff to get in. The new league year starts in 1 hour, literally less than 1 hour, away from the new league year. Aaron Rodgers put out there what we all already knew, that Aaron wants to go to the Jets, and that the Jets and the Packers are just working through the compensation. And yes, I watched it. I watched the whole interview. I thought it was the most narcissistic, ridiculous bullcrap I've ever seen, and I watched it. I watched every second of that interview with Aaron Rodgers. I feel dirty for having watched that interview with Aaron Rodgers. What a freaking unhappy half-billionaire that man must be. But that's neither here nor there. Got a question, though, for all the Titan fans out there. We got off the air yesterday after they had signed Azeez Al-Shaair, and we were saying, okay, you know, what are they going to do on the offensive line? And I said, just give me a guard. Just give me a guard. And then they did. They signed Brunskill. I don't even remember his first name. Don't even care. Brunskill from San Francisco, who started a bunch of games in 2021, and he's more of kind of a utility guy. I think he's kind of like an inside version of Dennis Kelly, from what I've been told. I like that. Thumbs up. Great. Then last night, they signed Arden Key from Jacksonville, who I think is a pretty good player. I had him on my list yesterday of free agents that were still out there that I would like to see the Titans get involved in. And I loved it because he played 17 games each of the last 2 years. Rand Carthon knows him from San Francisco. And so I figured he checked a couple of boxes. I just thought he'd be too expensive. I thought he'd be, you know, somewhere in the $10 million range. Instead, he's in the $7 million range, and the Titans signed him. So I have a message for everybody out there, or more so a question than a message. For everybody out there, you know who you are, who has just bitched about the Titans' lack of action on Monday and yesterday. The people that say, oh, we're tanking, Jared. Oh, it's going to be awful. We're tanking. And the people that are saying, this team, they're trying to lose. They're going to stink. They're going to go 9-8. They're going to... Okay. Well, now they signed a tackle. Now they signed a guard. Now they signed a linebacker. Now they've signed a pass rusher. By the way, we haven't seen the real money yet on the Andre Dillard contract. You know why? Because it's not as good as $29 million over 3 years. Because it's not really that good. I saw the report from Tom Pelissero of NFL Network today that Azeez Al-Shaair signed a contract up to $6 million. You want to know what up to $6 million means? Not $6 million. That's what it means. It could be, if everything goes right, up to $6 million. I'd say that's pretty good, especially considering that his injuries are not the soft tissue injuries that Vrabel clearly hates, like David Long had. Then that takes me to yesterday's signing of Arden Key, who is a legitimate defensive liner who plays 17 games a season. That's what they need. They're going to get Harold Landry back. Again, it was a freak ACL tear for Harold Landry. Now you worry that one ACL, if it's not taken care of properly, could be another ACL. But a lot of guys have come off of ACLs. Simmons, Autry. And it felt like all last year, because Bud Dupree was in and out of the lineup all the time, it felt like, you know, there was no consistency there. It was Mario Edwards Jr. It was DeMarcus Walker. It was somebody new every week. Well, Arden Key plays 17 games a season. Played 17 games last year for Jacksonville. Played 17 games the year before that for San Francisco. He plays. He doesn't have to be Superman. He just has to play. He just has to have a pulse so that on third down and 13, the other team has to be worried about, oh boy, there's Harold Landry on the right side. Oh boy, there's Jeffrey Simmons up the middle. Oh boy, there's Denico Autry. Oh boy, there's Arden Key. So they've gotten that taken care of. By my count, on the roster right now, they've got a full defense. Landry, Tart, who they reportedly are going to tender with a second round tender. I was a little surprised by that. Landry, Tart, Simmons, Autry, Key, Monty Rice, Aziz Alshire, Christian Fulton, Roger McCreary, Kevin Byard, Amani Hooker, Elijah Molden. That's a full defense. Now, would I like to see them add another corner? Yes, I would. Would I like to see them add a third safety in the mix, kind of like Andrew Adams was last year? Yes, I would. But I think what they realized last season was those positions specifically, like the third safety, the third tight end, the swing tackle, you can add those in the middle of the season. You can add those just like you added Dontrell Hilliard in the middle of the season a couple years ago. Those are minimum salary guys. Don't worry about it. You'll find your third safety somewhere along the way. Now, another corner, you're either going to need to do that now, or with the third corner, you're going to need to do that at some point. So that one, you know, we'll hold off on that for a second. But again, I go back to this. Are you happy now? They still are missing a guard. They're still missing a center. We'll know within the next hour if they're going to tender Aaron Brewer or not. I assume they probably would for $2.6 million, but I could be wrong. But now they've got a left tackle. They've got a right guard. They've got a right tackle. They've got a receiver. They've got a hole at receiver outside of Burks. They've got a tight end. They've got a hole at the second tight end. And they've got a running back and a quarterback. When we went into this last week and we looked at all these holes across the roster, I kept telling people, you can't fill those with six picks. Now, you don't have to go out and find $20 million free agents in order to plug each hole. You don't have to get the top free agent at each position. But you can't go out there with six picks and plug all these holes. If they go into the draft and all they need is a wide receiver, they can plug that hole. So I have told you from the jump that I like the plan. I don't think the high-end guys at the top of the market in this particular free agent class were all that good anyway. I think everybody they've signed is a role player. And I think that's what this free agent class essentially is, top to bottom. I think it's a bunch of role players. But I have understood the plan the whole time. And I like the plan. And I like where they're going. And I've told you, this season is not going to be defined by what Arden Key does. This season is not going to be defined by what Andre Dillard does. This season is going to be defined by Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry, Treylon Burks, Chigakonkwo, Jeffrey Simmons, Harold Landry, Kevin Byard, and the same old crew that's been deciding it from the jump, minus A.J. Brown. That's what's going to decide this season. Now, do the other positions count? Yeah, they do. Because you don't need a stiff on the other side of Landry and Simmons. You need somebody who can actually play. But you don't have to break the bank in order to get it. And the Titans haven't broken the bank in order to get it. And all these other guys last year that they were able to find, I hope they bring some of them back. But right now is not the time to be signing Mario Edwards Jr. to a minimum salary. You can do that whenever you want. So my question again is for everybody who complained, because there were a lot of complaints over the last 2 days. And I told you, there's a plan. I saw the plan. And I'm not one of these local bobos that's just going to say, oh, I trust Rand Carthon and I trust Mike Vrabel blindly. And you know that about me. But I saw the plan. I understood it. I understand it right now. I bet you right now what they're doing at tight end. Hayden Hurst signed with the Carolina Panthers, and he signed for not a lot of money. I think what the Titans are doing right now at tight end, they probably got three or four guys they like. Austin Hooper's probably one of them. And they're probably saying, okay, we'll give it a couple of days. We've got $4 million lined up for that spot. We'll give it a couple of days. And when those guys don't get $6 million, $7 million, $8 million, then they'll take the $4 million, because if they wait any longer, that $4 million will be $1.2 million, which is minimum salary. And nobody wants that. So we got $4 million bucks, and if they want it, they can have it, but we'll give it a couple of days. And I guarantee you that's what's happening at some of these positions. I think that's what's happening at guard right now. I think the Titans are saying, okay, got a couple of guards we like. We know the guard, we know the draft is deep in guards. So we can take our time here. And at the end of the day, if we need to find a minimum salary guy, we can probably do that. But, you know, let's offer this guy $2.5 million. Well, Gabe Jackson of Seattle wants to see if he can go get $4 million, $5 million, $8 million, whatever it may be. But in a couple of days, that money's gone across the league. So what do? You just wait. And ultimately, either they'll say, hey, the anxiety that they'll have if I want to be on a team or I want to make sure I have a contract, the anxiety will overtake their desire for a little bit more money, and then you'll end up with that guy. It's all a waiting game, and I've seen it way too many times. And I think Arden Key's probably an example of that. The Titans probably said, here's the deal we're willing to offer. Now, if you can find something better, good for you. He probably looked around. There probably wasn't anything there. So I get it. I've understood this plan from the jump, and I like it. The main resources for the Titans are going into the guys who are going to carry the team. The quarterback, the running back, the defensive tackle, the 11th overall pick. The other guys are guys that they view as upside guys with potential that they can come in that are going to get, you know, not a lot of money to have to prove themselves. And then hopefully they do prove themselves and then they go on to do whatever. That's the plan. And the Titans walked into this free agency, in my opinion, with that plan. And I think they've executed it well. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025 if you want to get in your thoughts. And again, I'm asking, are you all happy now? They were never going to sign a Mike McGlinchey. I told you that the Friday of the Combine. They were never going to sign a Jesse Bates. And guess what? How much do you feel better about the Broncos or better about the Falcons because those guys did sign with those teams? Because I don't. But how do you feel? 615-737-1025. The Titans are reportedly tendering one important player. They are not tendering another important player. And then there's a third player that we'll see by the end of the hour what they're going to do. We'll get to that next. Stillman and Company, TriStar Moving, our presenting sponsor. I love TriStar Moving. I moved with them a couple of years ago, and it was a wonderful experience. And that's why I always tell people, if they're looking to move, get a bid from TriStar. Why? Because when you work with my friends at TriStar, you'll see the process and you'll be like, this is so great. This is so easy. I don't know why I ever even thought about dealing with other moving companies. But I'm not telling you to rule out other moving companies. I'm just telling you to get a bid from my guys at TriStar. I know their owners, Garrett and Robert. They are local Nashville dudes and they are good dudes. And they took great care of me on my move and I promise you they'll do the same. So if you're looking to move, give TriStar Moving a call, 615-640-1219, or visit them online at nashvillemoving.org/radio. If you tell them I sent you, you'll get 10% off, which is a lot of money in a move. That's TriStar Moving, 615-640-1219, nashvillemoving.org/radio. Tell them Jared Stillman sent you for 10% off your entire move. Just get a bid from my friends at TriStar. TriStar Moving, my official movers.
And I don't think there's any question that NWI will be back. People make far too much of these restricted free agent tags and exclusive rights tags. I mean, exclusive rights guys are automatically back if you want them back. Restricted free agents with John Robinson, he generally signed them to a contract rather than tendering them. But all you have to do is tender them. Now, the Titans thought under Robinson that some of those tenders were a little rich, and so often negotiated something a little below those tenders. But I don't think there's any way the Titans don't tender Nick Westbrook Akina. They just have to get people, sorry, Joe, in front of him so that he can be the fourth or fifth receiver and special teamer that he is.
That's exactly what I said earlier, Paul.
No, this is a good time for you. Say it with me on the air. Your audio is horrible today, by the way. That he should be a fourth or fifth receiver, and that he is not, per what your source said a couple of years ago, equipped to be a number two, and that you approved of. Instead of saying your source was crazy, you endorsed it, and you were all excited about him being a two. He's nothing close to a two, right, Joe? Say those words.
Are you kidding me? Like, after all this time, you still can't freaking read? I'll go back and get the story for you, and you find the line where it says he's a number two receiver.
There you go. That was Joe and Paul bickering this morning. I do believe the truth is somewhere in the middle there. That I don't think Joe ever came out and said, Nick Westbrook Akine is going to be the number two receiver of the Titans. Joe did say, you know, I talked to a source that said the Titans are okay with letting Corey Davis go because they think Westbrook Akine can develop. And that was preposterous when it was said. But Westbrook Akine played better than I think we all expected him to. you know, given the fact that he was an undrafted rookie who couldn't catch when he first showed up. Now, that takes us to today. It has been reported the Titans are tendering Tyrann Tart with a second-round tender. Somebody in the text line asked what that meant. Good question. So there are three separate tenders that you can give to a restricted free agent. There is the right of first refusal tender, which is $2.6 million. What that means is I'm tendering you for $2.6 million. You can go around, just like Lamar Jackson can right now, you can go around to every other team in the league, and you can see if every other team in the league will sign you. And if they sign you, then I have the right of first refusal, and I can match it, and then you play for me on that contract. A second round tender is a $4 million salary that allows you to do the same thing. You can go around all these other teams and see if they'll sign you. And if they do, then they have to give me a second round pick. Then there's a first round tender, which is, I think, $6 million. And that is the same as the second round tender, but you get a first round tender in exchange. Now, it has been reported by CBS Sports, Jonathan Jones, who we just found out existed last week, Jonathan Jones reported that Tyrann Tart is going to get the second round tender. Now, I would have just gone right of first refusal, but I think that what that's doing is they're giving Tart an extra $2 million to take it out of Drew Rosenhaus's hands, that Drew Rosenhaus could shop Tart, get a $6, $7, $8 million a year deal, and then put it on you to match that $6, $7, $8 million deal. Again, I wouldn't have done it, but I get it. And nobody, I'm telling you, nobody's going to give you a second-round pick for Tyrann Tart. So just go ahead and consider Tyrann Tart starting at defensive tackle for the Titans. Then Terry McCormick reported that Nick Westbrook-Ikhine is not going to be tendered a contract by the Titans. What that means is Nick Westbrook-Ikhine will become a free agent. That leaves one important question, because I think we can all agree Cody Hollister is not worth a $2.6 million tender. Now, if Todd Downing got to call the shots around here, that may be a little different, but thankfully he's gone. He'll be dealing with Aaron Rodgers. But Aaron Brewer is probably not a $2.6 million a year player. But right now, the Titans have a left tackle, Andre Dillard, a right guard, Brunskill from San Francisco, and a right tackle, Nicholas Petit-Ferrer. That leaves them with two open spots. Now, when I talk to people that know about the draft, I talk to the TDs of the world, they tell me that, there are tons of interior linemen in this draft. Trevor Maddich said it yesterday on the program, that he thinks that there are tons of interior linemen in this draft. But you don't know if you're going to be in position to get one or if there's going to be somebody else that you want right there when you're picking. So it's hard to judge that right now. Like, it's easy for the Panthers to say, okay, our quarterback next season is going to be C.J. Stroud. It's not as easy to decide that about your interior lineman, which makes me think that they probably should tender Brewer. And they'll have to do it by 3 o'clock today. And if I were the Titans, even though you guys know I can't stand Brewer, not that I don't think Brewer plays hard, I do. And not that I don't think Brewer can be a backup, I do. But it's like James Lofton said when the Titans played the Chargers last year. At 6 foot, he's too short to be a guard in the NFL. At 280 pounds, he's too small to be a guard in the NFL. But he plays his heart out, and I love him. But that can only get you so far. I just hope that Aaron Brewer's not starting next year on the line. Now, word on the street, when they signed Brunskill, who's played center, guard, and I think even a little bit of tackle for San Francisco, when they signed him, I thought, oh, this is going to be the Aaron Brewer replacement because this guy's going to be your center slash guard. And so you don't for a contract. Maybe you try to sign him back for about $1 million or whatever it may be, but you don't do that. And word on the street is that Brunskill is going to start at guard, and there's probably a pretty good chance Brewer's going to start at center. So if I had to put money on it, Chase, do we know if it's been reported if the Titans are going to tender Brewer or not yet?
I haven't seen that yet.
I'm going to guess Brewer gets tendered for $2.6 million so that when the Titans go into the draft, they either need to fill for sure either no spots or one spot on the line. Now, if they end up taking two guys and both guys are good enough to start, I think they'll be fine putting Aaron Brewer's $2.6 million fanny on that bench. And $2.6 million is really not that much money. And I think they'll be okay doing that. And they should be okay doing that. But I think just from a numbers standpoint, I think they probably will want to keep Brewer. So at the end of the day, when I look at the line right now, and again, the key is for now, when I look at the line, you can say Andre Dillard, Hole at right guard, Aaron Brewer at center, Brunskill at right guard, Petit Ferrer at right tackle. Then there's Nick Westbrook-Ikhina. I am torn over this decision because I don't think Nick Westbrook-Ikhina is a $2.6 million player. I think Nick Westbrook-Ikhina is a $1.2 million player, a $1.3 million player. I don't think he's a $2.6 million player, but he is dependable. And the fact that with all these wide receiver injuries the Titans have had over the last 2 years, whether it was AJ, whether it was Julio, whether it was Burks, whether it was whoever it might be, McMath, all these injuries they've had at Phillips, all these injuries they've had to deal with, Nick Westbrook-Ikhina has shown up every Sunday. Nick Westbrook-Ikhina knows the offense. Nick Westbrook-Ikhina blocks well in the run game. Nick Westbrook-Ikhina, while he's dropped some, doesn't drop it very often. Nick Westbrook-Ikhina, while he's not fast and he's not a burner, he's not some bum out there that's a glorified tight end. And he's a solid special teams player. I agree with what Kaharski said in that cut there about how the Titans really need Nick Westbrook-Ikhina to be the fourth or fifth wide receiver. But guess what? Right now, they don't have a second wide receiver. It's Treylon Burks and two specialty guys that I'm not sure we should have any faith in. Racy McMath and Kyle Phillips. And so while I think they've got to take a receiver probably in the first two rounds of this year's draft, and I would hope that that guy would play over Westbrook-Ikhina right away, I mean, I need some insurance, guys. And if I think Westbrook-Ikhina is a $1.2 million player. But you have the choice today to make him a $2.6 million player and not risk that somebody else thinks he's more than a $1.2 million player. Or that you can go find another Westbrook-Ikhina, which I would say is really, really easy to do. But the Titans ain't been doing it. The Titans have been having guys on their team that have left here and have gone off and been better. Josh Reynolds, Khalif Raymond. So I don't know if I should feel comfortable about letting Nick Westbrook-Ikhina go. And again, I don't think Westbrook-Ikhina is that important. But at least he shows up on Sunday, which is a lot better than I can say for a lot of the receivers the Titans have been bringing in here lately. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. I promise your phones. 615-737-1025. But that is the restricted free agent position the Titans are in. And I do wonder what they're going to do. 615-737-1025. They did sign Arden Key yesterday. I love the signing for a handful of get to that, but I do promise your phones here on the program. Hey, play hooky and join 1025 The Game at Jasper's, located at 1918 Weston Avenue, tomorrow for the first day of the tournament. While you're there, take advantage of the shot and a beer special. That's a shot of Nelson's Greenbrier Tennessee whiskey, plus a bottled domestic beer for just $10. Jasper's, oversized bar, TVs, and game room make them the place to catch all the tournament games.
I'll say this as an outsider, and that's I'll never be more than that when it comes to this. But if someone asks us on the air to describe a Titan, for me, I always say it starts with a level of toughness that's visible. It can't be just talent. It can't just be speed. There's those guys, when you watch the Titans, there's something physical going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, and again, what you just described is who?
Mike Vrabel. And you.
There you go. That was Rand Carthon at the Combine talking about, hey, we want to get players like Mike Vrabel. And yesterday he got one in Arden Key, and I freaking love that signing. I love the money because it's not too much. But I just love the signing. And I'm going to give Rand Carthon some leeway here because he's signing a bunch of 49er guys. Because at least he knows. Like, he knows what their work habits are. He knows what their personality is. He knows all of these things. So he knows what Mike Vrabel's looking for, and that's why he's going out there and he's putting together, you know, well, this guy could play for Mike Vrabel, and that guy could play for Mike Vrabel, and I know this guy can play for Mike Vrabel. And I think that because Rand Carthon's been around Arden Key and they signed Arden Key, that is the, boom, the Rand Carthon stamp of he can play for Mike Vrabel approval. Arden Key plays 17 games a season. I cannot tell you how important that is. He played 17 games last year for Jacksonville. He played 17 games the year before that for San Francisco. I think he had something like 6.5 sacks with San Francisco and 2.5 sacks or 4.5 sacks or whatever it is for Jacksonville last year. He stoned Dennis Daly on his ass in that last game of the season. But here's why this is important. Because the defensive line is not going to be decided by that spot. Now, would it be great if they could get Micah Parsons in there to play there? Absolutely. And I'd say sign me up. And if you're sitting there with the 11th overall pick and Micah Jr. is sitting there, and remember, Micah went 12th, if you're sitting there on the clock, take him. And I'm not worried about playing time for Arden Key. We'll rotate him in there some way or another, but I'm putting Micah Parsons on the field. But he doesn't need to be Micah Parsons. What he needs to be is reliable, coachable, and available. Because the guy who needs to be the game wrecker is Jeffrey Simmons. That's the guy who has to really make the other teams pay. And I think Denico Autry, I look at that defensive line like a baseball lineup. Right? You know, I need Harold Landry to bat second. I need him to get on base. I need Jeffrey Simmons to hit third, and I need him to be my best hitter in the lineup. I need Denico Autry to be my cleanup hitter. He's got to offer protection for Jeffrey Simmons, and he's also got to hit some home runs and knock them in too. And then I need that fifth guy that when they pitch around Simmons and they pitch around Autry and they pitch around Landry, that is going to make them pay. So when Harold Landry or Denico Autry ends up beating their guy, a guard or a center, and pushes them back so the quarterback can't step up, that Arden Key is there for him to walk into him backwards. That's what I need. And I think that's what you're going to get. And I love this signing. I love the price. I love the availability of the player. And I like the fact that I know that the general manager has had experience with him to know that he will fit with this team culturally. I think this is a great signing. And again, you know, the Azeez Al-Shaair, I think it's probably he's going to be a solid middle linebacker. Great. But I'm not up and down about that one. Brunskill, I think he's probably going to be a fine offensive lineman like Josh Klein was when the Titans claimed him off waivers years ago. Fine. But this one I like. This was a signing that last night when Chase texted me that they signed Arden Key, I said, yes, this is a big one. Because I think that Titans defensive line can be elite. And I think if you, the number one thing in the NFL to win, in my opinion, the number one thing is a passing game. The number two thing is what stops the other team's passing game. Defensive line. I like it. Landry tore his ACL, but he, for the most part, is a 17-game-a-year guy. Autry got hurt last year, which I'm concerned about. Simmons got hurt with the ankle. Those weren't soft tissue injuries, though. I feel like they'll be okay. And this guy plays 17 games a year. LD from McMinnville texts into the text line. Our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. It says, do you see Arden Key as an outside linebacker or a defensive lineman? He's 6'5", 240, and PK said this morning, Paul Kaharski, that he was more of a defensive lineman. Let me say this. I don't care. That position, this is the thing about Vrabel. He moves him around wherever. I mean, the truth is, I just mentioned four guys on the defensive line, and I didn't even mention T.R. Tartt. And we know T.R. Tartt's going to play a lot. And I didn't mention Rashad Weaver. And we know Rashad Weaver's going to play. So they're going to rotate bodies inconsistently. The Titans basically play with two down defensive linemen, a big old nose tackle, and Simmons. Now, this is just going to give them options to move their chess pieces around. And I think that that's what Vrabel likes to do. And I think Vrabel's been incredibly successful doing that. So this whole, like, is he an outside backer? Is he an in? I don't care. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. As long as you don't get him matched up on some guy he can't run with, doesn't matter. I did ask the question early on, you know, are you all happy now that the Titans are making some moves? And I will give you all credit in the text line so far. Most of you are happy. I still figured there were going to be some people that would say like, oh no, this stinks. I'm so mad. You know, Chris in Lewisburg texts in and says, I think the Titans are doing exactly what they should be doing. Justin in Greenbrier says, yes, I am happy with what I have seen in free agency. I like the plan that is unfolding for the team. Then somebody texted in and said, any chance they go get Darius Slay? Have you not been following the plan? Darius Slay, Orlando Brown, Odell Beckham, they're not getting those guys. They're not interested in those guys. And honestly, I'm kind of glad that they're not. Remember when the guy that you, oh, we got to have Julio Jones, Jared. He's old and he's hurt. But Jared, it's Julio Jones. I don't want that guy. I don't want old guy with soft tissue injury. Darius Slay's not hurt, but he's old. I don't want old guy. I take it back. I don't have a problem with old guy. I have a problem with old guy for premium money. That's what I don't like. And my guess is that Slay isn't an Eagle because he wanted premium money. And you notice how all these Eagle guys are going away? They'll tell you it's the cap. And I've told you all this before about the cap, that it's not about the cap number, because you can sign a guy to a bunch of money and lower his cap number, but it's about the actual budget. The Eagles spent $217 million in cash last year, which is about as much as the Titans spent. Well, if they just cut Jalen Hurts a $50 million check, all of a sudden you have two choices. Either you're a $260 million team, or a bunch of people have to go away. And I think with the Eagles, they've decided, yeah, a bunch of people are going to have to go away. Sorry. But all those deals we did, yeah, they can maneuver the cap however they want, but they can't get around writing Jalen a big check and what that will do to their actual budget. I'm actually looking for somebody who's not happy. Now, people are throwing in here ideas about, you know, what about this player? What about that player? But I am looking for somebody who is not happy. Wes in Hermitage says, hey, Jared, help me. Why are the Titans not talking about Mike Evans or T. Higgins or Odell Beckham when it comes to filling spots at receiver? Because they cost too much money. That's why. Now, Higgins, I would consider trading the 11th overall pick in the draft for T. Higgins. The difference is...
I'd do that all day.
I'd have to move back because, well, A.J. went with the 18th pick. So if we're using that as the established guideline... You know, you may want to trade back from 11 and then trade that pick for T. Higgins. But I don't think Cincinnati's interested in doing that. So we could talk about how, you know, why aren't we talking about Mahomes? Why not go get Mahomes? Now, Odell Beckham, I don't want Odell Beckham. I don't think they want Odell Beckham. And Mike Evans, I think that's probably an after-the-draft kind of move. Texter says there's a report saying the Titans are interested in Denzel Perryman. I highly doubt the Titans are interested in Denzel Perryman. After they just went out of their way to sign Azeez Al-Shaair. And I heard Derek today talking about on third down, could Al-Shaair play against tight ends? Now, TD said he could, but more importantly, at least how I feel about all of this, is that that's going to be Monty Rice's job. That the third down, you only play with one middle linebacker on third down when you bring in the extra DBs, and I'm going to guess that's Monty Rice. And that Al-Shaair will be in there on first down and, you know, second and four. And so for that, I'm fine. Chris Sanders joins us next, and we'll get back into your phone. 615-737-1025. Chris Sanders, his reaction to the Titans in free agency. What does he think of it? What does he like of it? Stillman and Company right here on 1025, 1063 The Game. Hey, be sure to join us for the second annual Music City Celebrity Golf Tournament benefiting Souls for Souls on June 7th at Hermitage Golf Course. Put your team together and come play with athletes, musicians, and other local celebrities to support a great cause. And you'll have loads of fun. Plus, you'll have the chance to win awesome prizes. Sign up to play, sponsor, or donate at thegamenashville.com/golf. Stillman and Company, the Predators have a game tomorrow night. It's your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by TJ Anderson Homes and Benchmark Realty and Superbook Sports. If you correctly guess a Preds player that scores a goal in the game tomorrow night, you win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Preds home game. Participate in Pick to Click tomorrow morning at 8:45 with Robbie and Joe. By the way, way to go, Predators. I got to tell you, they are winning some games now, and they are fun to watch, and I am just over the moon. But free agency is upon us. The Titans have made some signings. Andre Dillard at left tackle, and all these will be announced probably within the next hour. Andre Dillard at left tackle. Brunskill from San Francisco. I don't even know his first name, and I'll learn it eventually.
Daniel.
From San Francisco. Daniel at right guard. Arden Key at outside backer. Aziz Al-Shaair at linebacker from San Francisco. And then a special teamer, Luke Gifford from the Cowboys. Chris Sanders joins us now, former Titans receiver. Chris, your thoughts so far on what the Titans have done in free agency. Like it, love it, hate it? What do you think?
Man, I absolutely love it. I mean, I know it's not a lot of names we really don't know, but the thing about it is they're building with the identity of the team. He wants versatile players. He wants guys that can play different positions. You just alluded on the guy that we just talked about is Daniel Brunskill. I mean, he had 518 snaps. He had zero sacks, zero penalties, and he's versatile. He can play offensive guard. He can play center. He can play anything that you want him to play. So even though it's not a sexy pick of the big names, I'm telling you something, I absolutely love what Mike Vrabel's doing and Rand Carthon's doing because they're building according to their identity. Outstanding.
So I think what's great about this is that we're using free agency to supplement what they already have, but what's going to win them games is not a guy that they sign right now, per se.
Right.
To me, it's going to be Tannehill, Henry, Simmons, Landry, Byard, Burks, Okonkwo, the guys they already have getting better, and then having competence around them. Your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you want to have some depth also because the thing about it is you look at last year with the Tennessee Titans, some of their key guys were getting hurt. So now you got to have some guys to step up and make some plays. But just like those guys that you named, all those guys, those are the foundation of your guys on offense and defense. And then you just start to build around them. Just add some key players. Look, it goes back to 1999. Before 1999, we had a solid team. We had some great leaders. We had some great guys on defense, and we had some great guys on offense. And then we came to 1999, where we just added a couple of players like a Javon Curse or Samari Rowe to add on what the force that we had already. So that's exactly what Carthon and these guys are doing. They're keeping their base players. They're keeping the foundation and the pillars of their team and saying, you know what, let's build around them and go win a championship. I absolutely love what he's doing.
The Titans pick 11th in this year's draft. I'm glad you brought up Javon Curse because the impact that he had right away was noticeable.
Yes.
Do you think that the Titans, if they shore up the depth, and they have those spots filled, do you think that they are a player at 11, an impact player away from getting back to where they were before?
Yes, absolutely. And the guy that I love, and I know it might be a stretch, but I love the wide receiver from The Ohio State University, Jackson Smith, the Jigba. I mean, he's an impact player. And the thing about it is you don't want to just get a player at this position. You want to get an impact player. And I think with him at that spot at number 11, you get a guy like that, and then we talk about the offensive line. We know we got Dillard and we got Brunskill. Now you start adding a guy from Northwestern, Skanarski, and then you get a guy from Ohio State. If one of those guys are available, Paris Johnson, then you just went from a team that was okay last year to a playoff team because you added some key pieces.
So you can't have both guys, though. You got to have either the offensive lineman or the receiver.
If we go with 11, even though I love the receiver position, you still got to go with the offensive line. And if Parrish Johnson or Skanarski was there, I think you got to go with one of those linemen because you can have a great impact player, but if your offensive line can't protect, it absolutely means nothing.
Chris Sanders is with us. One reason why I'm against Smith and Jigba is because he got hurt last year with that soft tissue injury. We saw David Long Jr. go to the Dolphins for not a lot of money, and it seems like the Titans have decided, hey, we're going to change the playing surface, and if you're an injured guy and finish the year injured and consistently injured, as much as we love you, Ben Jones, we're moving off. As much as love you, David Long Jr., we're moving off. Do you think, like, I see that they signed Arden Key. He's played 17 games each of the last two seasons. That's a big deal to me. How big of a deal is it to you?
It is. I mean, it is because the thing about it is you can be a great player, but if you're not available, you're just a guy on the sidelines. And we just saw a picture of that. This is a business. And you, I don't know if you remember that picture where Ben Jones came out of the locker room and Mike Vrabel hugged him and said, I've never seen nothing like this before. he said all those good things, but if you're not available to be on the field, you're not going to be here. And we just saw the guys that got not released, but just basically let go because they couldn't stay on the field. Now you got to get some guys that you can depend on, you know, all through the season, not just three or four games during the season. So I think that, you know, the guys that they're adding, like Lou Gifford, and then also Al Shazier, I can't even pronounce his name, but those are guys that have an opportunity to make a name for themselves, and that's why it's really, really good.
Chris Sanders is our guest. The Titans are going to tender Tyrae Tart for $4 million. They're not going to tender Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. They've got a decision to make in the next 9 minutes. $2.6 million to tender Aaron Brewer. Would you bring Aaron Brewer back, Chris Sanders?
I mean, I would. I mean, because the thing about it is, you know, you got to go get a center, and you just move Brewer to center so you don't have to go out and go get a center. You can build and get the, you know, some more guys on the offensive line. But, I mean, it's not that much money. You keep him there, and if he doesn't perform this year, then you make a move to get somebody else in there. But if it's me, I would actually keep that guy because it's not that much money.
Do you feel better about the Titans than you felt last
Absolutely.
Week?
Absolutely.
Knowing that free agency was coming, but having actually Yep. seen the deals themselves.
100%. I mean, I don't know if you can tell in my voice, because the reason why I'm excited about what they're doing is because they're getting Vrabel guys. I mean, look at Brunskill. I'm not really sold yet that Dillard's a Vrabel guy, but I think Brunskill is a Vrabel guy. You got Al Shazier, the linebacker. You got Luke Gifford. Those are Vrabel guys. So even though, you know, a lot of people and a lot of fans don't know the names, but the good thing about it is they're building a championship team because they're building according to their identity. I know, because I was in the gym today. Everybody's like, who is this guy? Who is that guy? But at the end of the day, if you're building according to what you want to do, then I think you're successful in this free agency class.
Last one for you. Right now, the wide receiver position is Treylon Burks, Racy McMath, and Kyle Phillips. What do they need to do at the position in both free agency and the draft?
You know what? There's a couple of guys that I think that are kind of available that could, you know, come in and help those guys. And, you know, you got DJ Chark, you got Parrish Campbell and Hardeman. The only reason why I would stay away from
all three guys are hurt guys you just brought up, though.
I know, but what else do you have? There, Juju Smith went to the Patriots, but if you want to bring a guy in, I know Hardeman's hurt because he hurt his tailbone, but I think Parrish Campbell would. I know you hate him. I know you can't stand him. But Parrish Campbell can come in here and really help these guys. I know that he hasn't; the numbers aren't there, but you still need a veteran guy to come in and show these guys the rope. Burks is basically still a rookie because he missed so many games last year. So bring a guy like Parrish Campbell or DJ Chark in to mentor this guy and then go get somebody else in the draft.
Chris Sanders, as always, joining us on the program. Chris, great stuff.
Appreciate you, my man. Appreciate you.
Yep, Chris Sanders, as always. I was funny because I saw people today talking about, hey, gotta go get DJ Chark, gotta go get DJ Chark. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. DJ Chark is never healthy. I thought you all wanted the Titans to be out of the business of getting the guys that always get hurt. That's the problem. That's why DJ Chark can't stick. And I think DJ Chark's a good kid because I remember when he came on Jared and the GM, and he asked Floyd, when he was at LSU, what it would take for him to make it in the NFL. And so I think he's a good kid, but he can't stay healthy. I don't want the guys that can't stay healthy anymore. So no thank you. Now, G.J. Chark can't stay healthy. Mecole Hardman hurt all last year. Now, I don't want the guys that can't stay healthy. Hey, Preds fans, hang out tomorrow night before the Preds game at the Superbook Lounge and Landshark Bar and Grill, Margaritaville on Broadway with 102.5/106.3 The Game. Place your bets with Superbook and enjoy great food and drink specials. Plus, enter for a chance to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Preds home game. All right, Stillman & Company has a very special, special event coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Stillman & Company, 102.5/106.3 The Game.